89.9 FM, broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. This is the Rat Ring. There's metal. This week I'm gonna try to do some like melodic metal blend. See how that goes, see how long that lasts. Once again, that Canadian content and new arrivals category will maybe impact my ability to do that. If the songs are ass, then I might have to switch over, but we'll see. We'll be right back. Was Quiet Dysphoria by Abroasky. Sounds like they're Pain and Justified Violence by Lagrimas. And I am so sorry for what I'm about to do, because I do not speak Spanish, but Con la mirada al horizonte and Orbe de Almas by Habak. I'm crashing out right now. I just missed out on 8% in my biology course. Because, I wouldn't call myself a fucking idiot for this one, for once. But also, I mean, I probably should have been more vigilant. Basically, it's a completely online course, and I was following the weekly timeline. So, the lab, the second one we do, is broken into two parts. One part is worth 2%, and that is the individual activities. And then there's another part that is worth 8%, and that is the group activities. I just assumed that after I clicked on the hyperlink for lab 2, it was very clearly broken into two parts. I did each step, all three of the ones associated with the individual activities. It ended with the quiz. I was like, all right, perfect, I finished that. I guess I'll wait till today being the 23rd. Yeah, it's actually the 24th. Because this is 1 a.m. but whatever, I'd wait till today and then, you know, figure out who my group is and begin those modules. Well, I don't have a group, and that's because there was a quiz that I missed. There was the quiz at the end of it, and apparently there was another quiz that I was supposed to do that I didn't notice because it was in the assignments page and then in the subscript of quizzes. And there was a second one, and it's closed. And the professor is, I mean, not letting me do anything about it, so I actually only got 1% out of this 10%, which I really enjoy because I was trying to keep an okay GPA, but I think I'm about to crash out and just give up on all of that. You know, what's even the point? Especially when I'm gonna do stupid shit like that and just miss a second quiz. Anyway, sorry. music.
I cut off her head, and I humiliated her corpse. I'm not a man.
Thank you.
That was, where the fuck was I? Sorry. That was Drowned by Cinderland, A L'Agony by Ange Écorcher, Static by Marusia, Neil Fucking Lifeblood by Ramlord, and Golden Altar by Facade. Man, recently I was walking around Queen's campus, and I saw this guy smoking a cigarette, and I was just thinking, like, you're doing it wrong. Like, he was losing so much aura as he smoked it. Like, I swear, he was holding it between his thumb and his pointer finger. Like, that is the nerdiest way to smoke a cigarette. It's supposed to rest between your middle and your index. And you're supposed to be nonchalant about it. You're not supposed to be so, like, precise and nerdy with it. Anyway, I just had to get that off my chest. No, recently I was in, like, a study session, and Rasputin was brought up for some reason, and I mentioned that I had a theory that he did not have a massive cock, and he did not survive the assassination attempts, and that they just said that shit because they wanted an excuse as to why he, like, fucked all their wives. Like, no, man, he had a massive dick, and we couldn't even, like, kill him. He was like a machine. Like, uh-huh. Yeah, nice try, buddy. But apparently I was wrong, because they, like, the people that I was with, they pointed out that that shit is preserved. Like, they pickled it. It's not an image worth looking up, because it's just, like, a foul, gross penis that's been, you know, pickled. But he did have a massive dick, so maybe he did survive all the assassination attempts. Speaking of assassination attempt, I am so excited for my my birthday, because my girlfriend, she has taken my request very seriously and is doing everything she can to get this tweet put onto a cake. I will read the tweet out right now. Just know this is captioned over the image of John F. Kennedy's assassination as Jackie Kennedy is trying to escape the vehicle. Now, the caption is, JFK gay as hell for falling asleep when Jackie fat ass out like this. Eye emojis. And my girlfriend has agreed to put that on a cake. And I am so fucking excited. I cannot wait to have, like, a picture of me with that cake. Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking about pickled penises and assassination attempts and play some music. I'm sorry, I'm about to be super fucking quick. I'm not going to announce the songs because I don't have any time. Check out the set list to find out what they were. It's at the _ rat ring on Instagram. I just want to play one more song.
It's been said that football is a game of inches. Even the smallest margin can mean the difference between victory and defeat. Elation and agony. The next round, or your final game. In 2023, the Gaels were on the wrong side of that margin as they lost their home opener in dramatic, heartbreaking fashion to the Laurier Golden Hawks. Now the Gaels find themselves in the role of the Road Warriors, traveling to Laurier's home turf, hungry for revenge. Who will prevail in this clash of Vanier Cup contenders? On Saturday, tune in to CFRC 101.9.